Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marginoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey, who's just tried to do a sneeze and I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, she hates it. So, I mean, yeah, was it the beef last week?
Yes,
it might have
it was,
been the beef.
Yeah.
And I literally was about to do it. And you know what it is? It put us off. You know what put us off? Normally people will make a noise or they'll go like, oh, you don't sneeze, well, you're going to sneeze. But you just looked at us and you radiated so much hatred that your hatred put me off my sneeze.
Good, I'm glad.
The negativity pouring out of you
made
me sneeze run away. And I'm furious about it.
I don't feel negative. I feel good today. I'm feeling good.
Tell your face when I was trying to sneeze because you look like you want to kill us. So there's that.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everyone. Hello. Hope you're all right. Hope it's all going good for you, etc.
Yeah, etc.
What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Not much. Actually, Chris, I really don't do much.
Nah.
I've really not got much of a life.
Nah.
I kind of sit in the house and just look at stuff that I can do to the house and then book people to come round and then they come round and I think, oh, I fucking wish you weren't here.
Yeah, there's currently men here putting some wardrobes in.
Yeah, but they do look pretty smart.
Wardrobes are nice as well. Eh? The men are smart. Hey, come on, man, guys. Come on, warming up. Come on. Back on tour this week.
Oh, yes, you're going back on tour.
I am going back on tour.
Which you're being a bit work shy and you're not really looking forward to it massively.
I am. You know what? The moment I walk on stage, I've got Hackney Empire Friday night.
Yeah.
The moment I walk on stage, I'll be buzzing. But up until that moment, I can't be arsed. And that's just pure honesty. But honestly, guys, you will come to that. You'll be sitting in the crowd, right? And you'll be going, you know, I heard a podcast. He said it couldn't be yours. This will be fucking shit. And it'll be great. I know it will. Once I'm back on stage.
Once you're back on stage, you'll be fine.
I love it. I love it so much. And I, there is part of us that wants to go back on stage straight away, but it's everything that goes with it that I can't be arsed with. I can't be arsed with rocking up to hotels and going, is room service still on? Finished. Time's breakfast finish. It's 6. But I've just got in. It's 3 a.m.
No, Chris, 6. People don't. It's a small minority of people who work in your field. So not many people. So come on, shut up.
Well, it's like
suck it up.
Sometimes it feels like a personal vendetta. The hotels go, what time's he getting in? Midnight. Yeah, push breakfast. Finish breakfast an hour early. Fuck him. Podcast shite.
They might be doing that.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them.
I'm personally dreading it because I've just got used to you being here.
Yeah.
I've just got you, not so much you as my husband, like, you know, loving all that.
Me as
I've
a
just
servant.
Got just another pair of hands,
great,
to be honest.
Great.
So
you were gonna say that.
I'm not massively looking forward. Yeah. I'm at that point now where I'm like, right.
Who's going to go and get your charger? Who's going to go and get your yogurt
from
the fridge when you want a yogurt?
Yeah. I'm just kind of like, what am I going to do with putting the kids to bed?
Yeah. Would you like me to... This might make you feel better.
Yeah.
Every time I sneeze, would you like me to record it and FaceTime or whatever and send it?
No. God,
you'll
no.
love that. You'll fucking love a bit of that. You'll think it's great. Listen, guys, thank you so much. It is episode 153. Without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... People who spray aftershave on themselves on public transport.
Oh, awful.
Oh, this is a nice trip. Oh, what? Sorry, why does this carriage suddenly smell like a Davidoff Cool Water showroom? Oh, because that... fucking asshole up there has just doused himself in it halfway through the journey for no reason at all. Oh, I've seen it happen so many times.
I know.
So many times. It's always a bloke will literally go in their bag to get a laptop or a charger and pick out an aftershave and just cover themselves in
it's
it
not good,
on a
it?
Train. And I'm like, mate, mate, this is an enclosed space with other people.
There's windows on the train.
What the actual fuck are you doing? Oh, it's one of the most offensive things people do on
trains. But I also loathe when ladies wear too much perfume and it's grotesque perfume.
A woman who wears too much perfume and holds your baby for a moment and gives you your baby back.
Oh,
your baby stinks like a hen night.
Yeah, horrible. To the point where...
Rafe, have you been to a baby shower?
Yeah. To the point, if you're out, you're like, I can't soothe my baby now until they have a bath. So, yeah, it's the worst.
Hose you down in the garden, you it's smell like worst. A slag.
Is my perfume nice?
Yeah, your perfume's lovely.
I just always worry because then I slag off other people because people have got such unique senses of smell.
Well, yeah, other people, it's like comedy, you know, other people will hate your perfume. People will go, she stinks. Yeah. She's held my baby stinks.
Oh, no.
But you'll think they stink as well because it's just opposite smells and what people like, you know.
Shit. Maybe we should just stop washing and wearing perfume.
There is I had a lecturer at college who said that.
What?
I had a lecturer at college who said he didn't wear, did he use soap? He may have used soap, but I think it was scentless soap.
Right.
And he didn't wear deodorant and he didn't wear any kind of spray or anything.
Okay.
Because he said that the smell of the human body is much nicer.
I'll
tell you one thing, he never stunk.
Okay, all right,
that's interesting. He never stunk. I never thought he is a smelly man.
It's interesting because every time I watch a period drama or anything like that, all I can think is they must fucking stink.
Outlander. Whenever they're shagging on Outlander, I go, that, honestly, that must be a fucking ordeal that you're going through there. It must feel like someone's... It must smell like someone's brewing fucking beer in that room while you two are yeasting all over each other.
I can just smell infection.
Smell like someone's fucking... whipping up Yorkshire pudding batter in that room.
It's so true. And they didn't floss their teeth. They didn't brush their teeth. Oh, Jesus. No, yeah. I can't get past that. When I'm watching a sex scene or something in olden times,
yeah.
I can't get past it.
What is the? I can't get past it. It's the layers. It's the go. They grab each other, they lift a skirt up, and they're done. And you go, they're gone for it straight away within seconds. And you go, yo, that's bollocks. You've got to be 25 layers on here.
Yeah, and I'm not being funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is the introduction, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But erections don't necessarily always go in on the first shove, do they? They don't, though. They don't. You don't. It doesn't slot straight in.
This week's nugget of knowledge from Rosie. Over to Rosie. Da, 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 da. And always remember, kids, erections don't go in on the first shove, is what you said. So the word shove was used there. That tells you a lot about our sex. Shove. Fancy a quick shove? Ah, well, then I. Ben's are asleep. Fancy a shove? Ah, come on, then
I'm going to be shoveling you tonight.
Why did you sing that to the big? Why would you sing that to the big break theme tune?
Great old,
awful.
It doesn't happen like that. Yeah. It takes a bit of slotting it in and all that. And it looks better obviously because they're just like straight away. They won't be wet. They'll not be done. So it's not real. It's not real. Guys, don't watch it and think this is how my sex life should be because it's not real. I'm telling you now.
Oh God. guys, when some producers listen to this and there's a slew of like BBC period dramas where there's just awkward 45 seconds of people trying to shove it in, you know, you can thank Rosie for that, for adding some absolutely unnecessary realism to our viewing. So there you go.
You're welcome.
There you go. Interesting little fact note on the side. That teacher I was talking about, that lecturer I was talking about, once threw me out of the class because I threw my mate's books out the window on the fourth floor.
Was that college?
Thought it'd be funny. Yeah, thought it'd be funny.
Right, so there's another thing that I don't know about.
Quite right.
I'm just enjoying all of these things that are coming about because let's let everyone in. Your mum and dad painted a very, very, very rosy picture of your childhood.
Yeah. I remember more bad things than they did.
Yeah, but to the point of like when our children might be a little bit, you know, if Robin's a bit cheeky or whatever, I've heard from your mum and dad's mouth, our Chris was never like this.
Oh, it was terrible. She's
well, your auntie Linda and Sharon came over the other day. You were a little shit.
Oh, yeah, they dug me the fuck out the other day.
Apparently, you were wicked.
Yeah.
Well, not in the eyes of your mum and dad, you weren't.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why my mum does that. And I mentioned stuff that I did. I remember when you bollocked us for that. And she's like, no. And I'm like, mum, there's Nick Prize here.
I think she's convinced us. I'll do the same, to be honest. Yeah. Honestly, I will. I'll do the same. I'll be like, Robin never did that. Robin never made me cry in B&M Bargains.
Robin never came up to me and tried to fart on my leg before bed and accidentally weed himself. Which is genuinely what he did the other day. Tried to force a fart out on my leg, pissed himself in the middle of the living room. That was class. Animal. Feral, these kids.
The worst thing was, is he had little grey boxer shorts on, and there was, he went.
It was only a dribble.
It was a tight, but there was definitely something there.
Yeah.
We shouldn't say this, you know. Look, he's going to listen to this one day.
Ah, it's fine, man.
Oh, hey.
It's fine, man. Hey, Robin, this, what, that, the, hey, your first car, that little joke paid for a portion of that. So shut your shit. Stop whinging.
Go swivel if you think you're getting a car, son.
Wow, wow.
No. So,
get some more wardrobes or something instead.
He's got not a couple
waste,
of sayings.
Not waste my money. Goodness me.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
365 reasons to look on the bright side of life.
Right, so that's how we're starting the podcast.
Do 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 do.
Yeah.
365 reasons to look on the bright side of life.
Okay.
Do 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 do.
Normisha says hello. Normisha says hello and welcome back, but he just went frustrated.
Because every cloud has a silver lining.
Sorry for interrupting.
This is by Richard Harper.
I apologize.
Harper, sorry.
Right, okay. So you did this last week, one of your 365 reasons to look on the bright side of life.
Yeah.
Today, as we record it, is the 2nd of February.
2nd of February. I want to at least do 2 weeks out of it.
Right, okay, then. No, yeah, you've got to let the feature breathe. You've got it. It's like when they put a TV series on, they give it one series and they go, "We've cancelled it." And you go, "Why have you done that?"
Yeah, it didn't get time to breathe.
The characters didn't get time to develop. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, this is...
Oh, they're going to do that to us.
Eh?
They're going to do that to us.
TV series. Our show.
They'll be like, sorry.
There's no characters. It's our chat. It's a chat show.
Still though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 2nd of February is today.
That's the attitude to have. Watch my show. It's gonna get cancelled. Fucking hell, love.
This is called Create Expectations. I haven't actually read this yet because I thought it'd be more Create. C-R-A-T-E.
As in a wooden crate.
Create Expectations. Okay. Right. The cargo handler at JFK Airport distinctly heard the crate say, "What time is it? When are we going to leave?" He opened it, and inside was 19-year-old Michael...
Hard, is it a hard word?
S-Z-W-E-U. How would you pronounce that? Swoo?
Oh, God.
S-Z.
I have no idea, to be fair.
No, neither do I. S-Z-W-E.
Shoo, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not sure. Michael had emigrated from Australia, but was desperate to return because he missed his friends.
Okay.
Unable to afford the £280 airfare, he decided to air freight himself for £27 instead today in 1968. His plan had failed, but his impatience had undoubtedly stopped him from dying in an unpressurised and freezing cold hold.
What the hell?
So instead of paying the airfare, he just paid to air freight himself. So he'd sat in the box for 27 quid, but he asked what time it was, so he got found.
Who the fuck did he think he was asking?
Well, the people who were the handlers, the cargo handler.
Does he not know he's not supposed to be in there? Hey, mate, sorry, it's as slight as a sandwich through the cabin here. What the fuck's going on?
What time's the trolley service?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but they saved his life.
Yeah. Well, he'd have died.
He would have died.
Yeah, because the cargo, it says, yeah, the cargo holds unpressurized and like it would have been freezing. Yeah, he'd have froze. Wow.
There you go. 1968.
Yeah.
He was 19. He'll still be alive.
I mean, not if that's his fucking the way he goes about doing stuff. You're joking, aren't you? He probably died a fucking week later. Trying to jump into a moving car or something. I realised that the train station is in the other direction from my house. Rather, I'll just try and jump through the window of the moving train. Put myself in a big envelope. Fucking moron. I'm telling you right now, he will definitely be dead. He will 100% be dead. Well, that's sad though, if he is dead. You don't actually find out that he is dead.
I just want to know.
Oh, for f-
can't find him on here. I think he's dead.
Great. He's probably dead. Okay, good. Hey, rest in peace, mate, or whatever your fucking surname is. Great. So that's a lovely, happy little start to the episode. That's fantastic.
I do like that. I'll keep that one more week. We'll give it one more week.
No, I'll give it a few, man. Come on. We'll keep it running. It'll be like Neighbours, that. It'll run forever. You'll never be able to catch up.
Is Neighbours still running? Still on?
I don't know. That's a terrible reference.
No, I know.
I'll tell you. It'll be like Coronation Street, that. It'll be on forever, that.
Yeah. Curry's still on.
Good save, Chris. Good save.
Well done. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So big news this week.
Ooh.
Big news this week. Rosie, you are currently looking at and talking to a Guinness World Record holder.
Yeah.
And I am currently looking at and talking to A Guinness World Record holder. Yeah. Official Guinness World Record for the largest ever ticket sales to a live podcast event.
Whoa.
Shag Married Annoyed, the O2 Arena, London. Everyone who came, you are part of a world record. We officially
got
Guinness World Record. You're a part of the Guinness World Record.
Okay,
official
that's cool.
Guinness World Record. We got sent the
poster.
Certificate, I was going to say it, but yeah, poster. Yeah, we got a poster. We got sent the certificate. We're going to get it all framed up. Very exciting. We'll put it on the social medias for you to see on Friday. Mm-hmm. And they sent us the annual as well, right? Now, it's obviously not the annual that we're going to be in. We'll be in the next year's annual.
Are we going to be in that annual?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Every record goes in the annual. Yeah. How amazing. I used to love getting the annual at Christmas.
I know, me too.
So I said to them, when I said, look, can you send the annual as well? So they sent the annual. Well, they'll send with the one that we're in, but they sent with the one that's out now that we're not in.
Yep.
And I just had to flick through. And I just thought, because I love stuff like that and because I know you do as well, I thought I'd just give you a little quiz and see how close you can get at guessing some of the world records that I found in that annual.
Oh, right.
Okay. Are you up for this?
Are you going to shit all over my 365 reasons? Of what is it again? To look on the bright side.
All right, Rosie, I don't think anyone's touching that ironclad feature.
Okay.
I don't think anyone's touching that. I mean, that'll be the first podcast BAFTA ever will be for that feature.
Yeah, okay.
That'll be it.
Listen, you can do Arias, you, you want.
Arias, are you listening? Arias Podcast Awards, best feature. Rosie's thing that she half sung a thing to and then doesn't know any of the, doesn't know Roman numerals and can't pronounce the surnames of anyone in it. And then we normally finish it by saying that the person's dead. So best feature.
Yeah.
Arias.
Right, come on
year.
Then, I'm ready. So you're going to quizzes?
Yes. So my favourite bit, I flicked through the whole thing and always when I was a kid and always now, and I don't know why, because they are largely pointless, but my favourite is the eating. When people, they call it, it's the best section of the book, right? They call it gastronauts. Which I think is just hilarious.
Aren't they
right?
usually really slim as well?
Yeah, they're not. You'd expect like Jabba the Hutt to be going through.
They're usually really slim, and they just they like hide them down. I think you've got to have a really, what's the word, open gullet.
I think I think you've just not got to give a fuck.
Right.
I think you've not got to worry about the state of your toilet the next day.
And
you're
choking
just
and all
I'm
that.
I'm going
shit.
To win this.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's a couple that I found. I just think they're amazing. Right. So can you guess the most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes?
In 10 minutes. That's a long time.
Hot dogs eaten
That's
in
a long
10
time.
Minutes. But a hot dog is a stodgy little fella.
I know, but if you're doing... So if you do 2 a minute...
Right. Two a minute.
Could you eat 2 hot dogs? A minute's quite long, you know. When I sit and Rafe's going to bed...
Yeah.
And I stand outside for like a minute or whatever.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Wow, you really commit to that bedtime routine, don't you? I stand outside for like a minute or whatever. Then I go, Chris, can you pump me back? He won't shut up. Can you come and pump? He goes down. He goes down better for you.
He does. There don't even argue.
Like, guys, I was
going
to try and get it admitted, but just admit
it. No, he does go down better for you because I actually think he doesn't really give much of a shit about you.
When I put him in bed, he's like, I'm not staying up for your
like,
company.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he's literally like, oh, it's you. I'll see you later, mate. Yeah. I turn that out on the way.
He's like, your breath stinks. I'm going.
Great. Robin told us my breath stinks last night.
Oh, did he?
I was brushing his teeth and he went, and I went, what? And he put his hand on his nose and he went, your breath. And I was like,
had you had a beer or a tea?
I had some tea.
I've told you my dad used to do me Thai in the morning.
Right.
After he'd had a cup of tea. Fucking horrible.
Right, okay.
Still remember it now.
I had to breathe through my nose. It was
just, I know, but I didn't, I mean, I wasn't a rude little shit like Robin is. I didn't say anything. Oh. I just kind of went.
It was really upsetting. And then I forgot, and then I'm saying like, open your mouth wide, everyone do the top of yours. And every time I spoke, you like went. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking, just what I need.
How many hot dogs in 10 minutes?
So if you're saying, you're saying 2 a minute, that would be 20
okay.
hot dogs in 10 minutes. Feel like you might be lowballing there, just as a hint.
Oh, well, you said to me in a minute.
Yeah, well, I can be surprised.
Right, okay,
for two
so
reasons.
Let's say 30.
30 hot dogs.
30 hot dogs in 10
so you
minutes.
Think 3 a minute.
Yeah.
It's 75.
Oh, shut up.
75 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
75 hot dogs.
It's fucking nuts.
That's just, I'm sorry, 2 hot dogs is filling. I'm a pig. Like, 2 hot dogs is a lot.
75 in 10 minutes.
How big
what
are
does
they?
He do for the rest of the day? I think they're like your sort of, I don't know if they're your massive big sort of Brockwurst ones, you know, your roll out, what they're called, rollover hot dogs
special.
Or whatever. I think they're like your sort of 6 inches, but still 75, with a bun as well, you know.
With a bun?
Oh, you thought they were just on their own. I'm sure it's with a bun as well. It must be.
No,
it's
I
not
did,
a hot dog.
I thought with, sorry, yeah. I've seen videos.
They just hide them in.
They
it's crazy.
Do have a bun.
Yeah.
They bite them, but then they have water with it as well.
But what is he doing for the rest of the day? Because I'm very aware, if I have fish and chips or something for my lunch, the rest of my day is a fucking write-off.
Full as a motherfucker.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Must just be, oh, I mean, Christ.
Can you imagine the acid reflux?
Oh, God.
And imagine the indigestion.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Rennie's.
Okay.
Oh, another one. Come on.
Right. What's the world record for the longest Wotsit ever made? Now, a Wotsit is basically...
The crisp.
It's a crisp. It's like a little corn. It's like a little corn snack crisp thing. For people around the world. Just Google what a Wotsit is. It's made
by Walkers. It's like a Cheeto if you listen in America.
Yeah, like a Cheeto probably. Yeah, that's a good thing. So what is the longest Wotsit ever made? Ever. It was made by Walkers. It was made in Leicester specifically for, you know, as a thing. It's actually on the wall in the factory.
Oh.
Yeah, they've kept it.
That's somewhere I'd like to go. Hint, hint, Walkers. I'll come to your factory. What?
And buy some fucking crisps. Why would you want to go to the Walkers factory and walk around with a hairnet and a mask on and get punked?
Because sorry, you weren't at the Warburton's factory. It was flipping brilliant. It was one of the best days of my life.
Right, okay.
I love crisps as well.
Right, okay.
And if they could combine the two.
Crisp sandwich.
And I could, in the morning.
I can just see you walking into the Walkers factory with a loaf of bread and a little thing of butter. Morning. Oh, yes, there she is. She's here for her visit and crisp sandwich consumption afternoon.
Where's the salt and vinegar?
Yes.
Mr. Gary?
Can we get Guinness World Records in? She's going to go for the most crisp sandwiches eaten in a crisp factory. Fucking hell, man.
Oh, I love a crisp. Oh, do you want to go to the shops?
So I can get you some crisp.
I just want a crisp sandwich.
Absolutely fucking not. Right, can you answer my question? What is the longest Wotsit ever made?
2 meters.
Mate.
What?
10.66 meters.
Shit.
And it was the same width as a Wotsit. So it was long, but it was the same
width.
It was the same width, so it was like less than a centimeter
wide. Was it curly?
No, straight. Wotsits are straight. It was a long straight. It's on the wall. It's incredible.
Wotsit straight?
Yeah.
Are they?
Well, this one fucking is.
I had the big flaming hot ones.
Yeah, yeah. Blow your tits off.
Just lovely. Anyway.
Listen. Next one.
Oh, more. Here we go.
This is a weird one. Mm. What is the most peas eaten in 1 minute? Peas. Now you imagine you could just get.
Peas.
Well, you imagine you could just get a big fuck off bowl of peas and just pour them into your face. It has to be done with a cocktail stick. That's the rules.
A cocktail stick.
Boom, chap, boom, chap, boom, chap, boom,
chap. I've seen this on Blue Peter.
Yeah. Weirdly,
but with beans.
So many world records are held on Blue Peter.
Yeah, they did them all on there.
So when they get a new, when they get a new host, they have to attempt a world record to be a new host for Blue Peter, which I think is fucking lush.
Okay.
What a beautiful institution.
It is nice.
Yeah. Most peas eaten in 1 minute with a cocktail stick?
Not be many. 100?
Okay. 108. Very close.
Ooh,
well done.
Nice.
I know that you think that's not many. That's fucking loads.
No, I know. Can we try that?
No. How much time you got? We haven't got time to squeeze the podcast in. We're
How long is it? A minute? I've got a minute to eat 100 peas.
Well, but you have to cook them
as well.
Yeah,
well, that's fine.
Okay, let's do it.
I want to do it.
All right, let's try it.
Yeah, let's try it.
Yeah, it'll not be official if we beat it, but let's try it.
Will it? Why not?
Because you've got to have Guinness here. You've got to have the guy here with his clipboard and his little clicker.
God's sake.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, here's the one. What is the world record for the most oysters eaten in 8 minutes?
Oh, loads.
Yeah.
What a waste of oysters. I'm sorry. Love oysters. I don't like hot dogs, whatever.
Yeah.
What a waste. What a bloody waste.
It's going to blow your mind. What's the most oyster? Don't highball it and ruin it. You know, when you go to someone, you go like... You
3 million!
Well, you got a new coat and you go, hey, guess how much this was? And they go, 2 pence! And you go, well, that's ruined me 30 quid. Fucking prick.
Right, okay, oysters. In how long? 8 minutes?
In 8 minutes.
They're so easy to eat.
Yeah.
100?
564.
Wow. That's disgusting. Sorry. They will slosh.
I tell you what. If they brushed Robin's teeth, he'd have something to say about
it. I know.
Fucking hell.
Like, their tummy will be like a bloody rock pool. That's horrible. Imagine them coming out of you.
It's awful.
How many? 500? That's disgusting.
564.
I'm sorry, that's disgusting. Have they seen Seaspiracy? I don't think so. Babadoo, 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 ba. So the health visitor came the other day for Rafe's 1 year check.
Yeah.
Which was fine. Absolutely great. He's doing very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
The mistake that I made was seeing the health visitor with Sandra in the room.
Oh, yeah.
to which she admitted that when Rafe stays with her, when we're away and Rafe's in her bed, and when she nips to the toilet, she just puts a few pillows on the floor in case he rolls out of bed.
Yeah,
so I'm waiting for social services to come round and take my child away.
Yeah, so I just leave him in my bed, and when I nip to the toilet, I just put some pillows on the floor in case he rolls off the bed so he lands on the pillows. Excellent. That's our primary childcare talking there. Fucking hell, honestly, why did you tell her that?
Oh,
I didn't know where
man.
To put myself.
It was funny.
Honestly. Jesus.
But yeah, everything was fine, so that's good. Had me dad here over the weekend.
Yes, Derek came to stay.
Derek came to stay.
We've always got people staying. I do like that about here. Lovely. We do always have little guests staying
it's
over.
It's lush. He stayed and he did some bird watching because over the weekend they were doing a survey for the RSPB.
Oh, God.
No, so everybody had to check. They had to put something out for an hour.
I mean, it was great.
See how many birds came.
It's a really good cause. It was something. It's like nationwide. They put a feeder out and they get, it's almost like a bird census.
Yes.
And then you put in how many birds you saw and they go, all right. And it's like, they get a very rough idea of how many birds are kicking about.
Yeah,
God
but
almighty.
You weren't there for most
God
of it.
God, no, I can't. I couldn't be in the room.
I know, because he put the. So he started it at 11 o'clock in the morning, which it actually said on the website to do it early morning.
Yeah.
And I said to my dad, 11 o'clock is an early morning in bird watching land. I think they meant about 5 a.m.
I mean, there's literally a very well-known phrase, the early bird catches the worm. But he's walking out, hanging the feeder up, giving them fucking brunch.
He tried it in the front and nothing came. He tried it in the back and he was talking to me so much that when he looked back, the bird feeder was swaying.
Yeah.
And so he missed it. He missed all the birds. At one point, he actually lied on the form and said that he'd seen more than he had. And he cheated about how many wood pigeons.
It was painful to watch. It was painful. And then he saw one bird and he went, oh, I don't know what kind of bird that is. And he didn't know what to write down on his form. Oh, it was painful. And then it was 3 hours of him sitting looking, going, I haven't done it early enough. I don't know what's going on. He said he shouldn't have put it in the front because there was too many cars.
Mm-hmm.
He expected, like, you know when Home Alone 2, where they throw the seeds at them and there's just fucking loads of birds come in. He expected to put that feeder out and it'd just be absolute carnage.
That's what he thought
like
was
Boxing Day sales.
Yeah.
No birds at all. And then he couldn't make it. 3 hours of carnage. He kept telling us about it. He was in and out. He says, because he wears glasses, by the time he put his binoculars on, he couldn't see them. He kept missing what bird it was. And then right at the end, he went, hey, do you know what though? If I put all this in, I'll get a free bird book. I was like, listen, next year, I will buy you a bird book if you don't come to my house and do
it. I'll buy him a bird.
Because this has been a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. And Robin didn't want to do it.
Yeah, you went to Robin. Robin went on the Switch straight away. Didn't want to do it at all. Yeah, and he went, it's an annual thing. I went, can you do it every other year? Because I need a year to record.
I recorded a little. I had a conversation with him.
Oh,
he doesn't
brilliant.
Know about this, but like, right. And so I don't know whether I don't know if he's ever heard me dad's voice.
Oh, go for it! I think people will love this.
I don't know, but we'll see if it makes sense, or we'll see.
How long you got to do it for? An hour. Well,
I don't care because I saw some this morning. I'm going to put them down if I don't see any now.
But
I was this morning, you know.
Is
fake news?
No, because I saw them.
Right.
The bean in the garden, that's what they want to know.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I mean, it's just a question of...
stretching the truth.
Yeah, it's probably the wrong time now, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not stretching the truth. I know what you mean, but they were there.
Yeah.
I saw a thrush.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was a... I thought that was a thrush, but I'm not sure. It looked like a thrush, but it was a thrush over there, though.
Oh, there's one. Dad, you are right at this. It's just there on that little bush there. It's a robin. Put a robin down. Robin redbreast.
Where?
On the bottom of the bush down there. Oh,
where?
It's gone now. There. On the there. There, you see it? Aye.
It's Robin. Huh?
Robin. There you go.
Bloody
hell. Aye.
Me dad, what?
There's a one for you.
Put that tongue on you.
Margie, he's got Nen. I'm going to do it.
Put that on your chart, son.
So,
you'd be so proud of you.
Well, I forgot to mention that. So,
what is it with
my
your family?
My granddad's a feather. Me dad's dad is Robin Redbreast, and me nana Margaret is a squirrel.
Your family are honestly deluded beyond belief. So, Your mom's side, every time they see a feather, they think it's a relative. I'm talking like a pigeon can get hit by a car and they're like, oh, family reunion. And then like, and now your dad's side, so your dad claims that his ma's a squirrel. Whenever he sees a squirrel, he's like, it's me ma.
Yeah.
And then he claims that his dad's a bird. Does, yeah. Is he always a robin redbreast or is it any bird?
A robin redbreast.
No, you wouldn't pick a fucking seagull, would you?
No, you'd pick the nicest, me dad, the bunniest bird.
You see me dad in the paper, nicking a pasty off that fella at the beach. Yeah, that's me dad. Oh, so he thinks because he couldn't see one, his dad came down as a robin redbreast. You know what it is? You should have all stood in the garden, right, and put down on the form, collection of tits.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
What's your beef?
Stop it. Right. Listen, ladies first or gentlemen first?
Do you know what? I'm in the mood for a fight. Okay. You go first.
You're in the mood for a fight? Wow. Jesus Christ. Literally fight and talk. Okay. Mm-hmm. You are my beef with you this week.
Yes.
You are currently on a one-woman vendetta, and you possibly say it nearly once a day, for me to get the snip.
I'm
fully sick of
it. Are you bringing that to the podcast?
It's your new catchphrase, right? Is when are you going to get the snip?
Yes.
You literally walk into a room, I'll just be standing there, okay, making some food or whatever, and you walk in and you come behind and you go, when are you going to get the snip?
Yeah.
It's offensive.
Well, no,
it's,
right.
It's aggressive.
Right.
And don't tell me what to do with my body.
If I died, would you want another child?
Who with?
Anybody.
Probably not.
Right, get the snip.
Right.
Because I don't want any more children. I've decided, right? Okay. I do not want any more. I'm quite happy with my lot. I can't get the what? Remove me womb? I can't get the snip. Women can't do that.
There must be a snip you can do that doesn't involve me going and getting hurt.
You can absolutely.
I'm winding you up.
No, but you know what? No. You brought it here. I didn't think you were going to mention this on the podcast, yeah, right? I'm asking you because this is your time off. You go back on tour, yeah, in 2 days.
Yeah.
So when are you going to get it? You had all of January, yeah, to get your little knob chopped, but
excuse
you haven't done it.
Me.
You haven't done it. So do you know what? Mm. I'm not having sex with you. I'm not happening. It's not happening.
That's,
right?
That's basically the setup we've got now.
Well, no. Sometimes. Listen.
It's not a threat. Hey, you. More of the same. All right, no bother. That's good. What's going to change? Oh, nothing's going to change and I don't have to have a doctor go at me bollocks with some scalpels. All right, cool. Yeah, crack on.
Right, okay then. Well, you know that the very infrequent times that we do, I'll get pregnant and we'll be gutted. Right. So let's not. Please get the snip. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
It's your responsibility. I've done my bit.
Right, okay.
Literally, I've done it. I'm not taking any
big,
more
big
hormones.
Love, big shout out to all the fellas out there who are being forced to get the snip. I can't anyway, Rose.
Why?
COVID.
Right.
Everyone else is using it as an excuse for something I might as well. COVID, innit?
No.
Brexit.
Please.
Brexit and COVID.
Please.
Petrol. Petrol shortage. Petrol strike. Truck driver strike.
You don't.
Global warming!
honestly.
Look, storms. There's been storms. Just I can't. There's just been storms. There's been two storms. I can't.
Right. My beef with you.
Russia.
My current beef with you.
Yeah.
The snip aside, because I genuinely didn't think you were going to mention that. But hey, you know everything else about it. Why not, eh? Why not mention this?
Look forward to news websites putting that as if it's an exclusive. Yeah. That'll be fun.
So my beef with you is, at the minute, every time, your little tick that you've got,
right.
Every time you get a glass out the cupboard, you have to throw it up in the air.
Spin it.
And spin it round.
I've got to spin
and
it.
And look at me at the same time.
Yeah, I've got to spin it.
Do you know, actually, no, listen. Mm. Just keep doing that.
Yeah.
You don't need to get the snip.
I'll just shut up. Because I'll just shatter
you
on me. No,
just not want. No, no, I don't want to go anywhere near you. It's, why are you doing it?
I don't know. It's my new little thing. So I get a glass out of the cupboard and I water the fridge because we've got a water dispenser in the front of the fridge because we're doing very well. I have to I throw the glass and I have to flip around in the air. And I started doing it as a laugh and then I was like, oh, I wonder if I can do that every time. And now I have to do it. I literally can't drink the water.
How many glasses have you smashed?
None yet.
Right.
None yet. And now because I've set it on here, probably every other glass from now on will be smashed. Yeah. I don't do it when the children are around. I don't do it when Rafe's anywhere near the floor or anything. But
Safety first.
Safety first. But yeah, if it falls rightly, like I say, if it falls in the right direction, I could snip myself. You never know.
I don't actually think the snip, I don't think the chop your knob off, okay?
You sure?
I'm positive. Right, I think then. You still do have a penis and still everything works.
What happens to your
To be honest
product?
With you, I don't really
what
know.
What happens to your product? Does your product change? Does it change colour?
Don't know.
Is it runnier?
Don't know. Might be happier.
If the stuff that comes out is like a blackcurrant cordial, they're just taking the cordial out, aren't they? So it's just the water.
Mm.
Is that the crack?
Like soda.
I'm
like
not
like in a pub when the juices ran out.
The syrup's ran out. We just got soda. Was no syrup.
Got no syrup.
Tell us about it.
I genuinely, honestly, Chris, I don't actually know what happens. We probably should look into it.
Well, there you go. You're just telling me to go. You could be sending us off to war. Telling me to go and get me bloody todger. Get me tackle tied. We don't even know the procedure.
Why are you putting it off so much?
I'm scared. I don't want to go and get. How are you, man?
Oh my word!
It's frightening.
Honestly. This is what I hate about men, and I'm not fuck it, I don't give a shit. New world, no, don't be sexist. Yous are pathetic.
Sexist.
I've been cut open twice.
And whose fault was that?
Oh, don't! It is ridiculous.
Again, that's a joke.
Honestly,
don't email
all
him.
Month I've been asking you to do it. We have chatted about it and we've agreed, and you've put it off and put it off and put it off to the point that now you're going back on tour and you can't get it done. And then we're going to do the TV show, and you still can't get it done. Right. So when are you going to get it done?
I don't know. But so
I am not going back on the pill.
So I can't get it. So I can't, if I get it done, I'm like laid up for weeks.
No, it's like a day. It might hurt for a day.
Right. Well, I'm not prepared to put myself through that. A full day of pain for little me. Oh, hey. Hold on. Can I get, anyone out there, can you come to my house and do this?
Honestly, when I think back to when I was pregnant, do you know how many bottles of Gaviscon I drank when I was pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
For 9 months.
I know.
Your body's not your own. And you literally will not go and get this tiny little thing. You've pissed us off now we're talking about it. I'm really annoyed.
There must be a van or something that can come to your house. You know, there's them vans that do pizzas. My mate used to run one of them log fire pizza.
Can we carry on? Because I'm annoyed. You've annoyed us.
Did you come in a van? And is there a tune? You know, nip, snip. Nip, 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 big set of scissors on top of his van, big plastic set, like a Red Bull car. And he just comes in and just sorts you out in the house. That'll be good.
I'm not saying anything
else.
You're not
playing the game
anymore.
I'm not,
no, because you've pissed us off, because you literally ran out of time to get it done.
Right.
So,
no snip.
No sex.
So, if you see us on stage on this tour, guys, hobbling around on stage, and I've got one of them... lampshades on that dog's way.
Shut up.
Where are we next? I kind of chew me stitches.
You're not getting an appointment anyway.
That's what's happened. Ah, that'll be it, man. COVID. Brexit petrol. COVID Brexit petrol. Can't get an appointment. I just, jizz on the curtains. No bother.
Pray and spray.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Continue to send us all your wonderful things. Now, look, just before we start all this, you might be worrying if we're really still upset with each other and we are angry. We were for a moment, and then Rosie went on her phone for a second and then said to us, I really want to try the chicken Big Mac. So I think we're all right again.
Yeah, no, I don't last very long, but I genuinely do want to try the chicken Big Mac.
it's like the other thing.
Do you know it's like a Big Mac?
It's like literally like it didn't happen, right?
It's a Big Mac,
right?
With like the chicken burgers in from the chicken sandwich.
Very exciting.
Like, okay. And I've just seen on Twitter, right? Yeah. They're not going to be around for long.
Oh, they love a bit of that.
So that means I need to go to the shops now.
Quick!
Get a McDonald's. No.
So shorter episode this week, guys, because I'm going for the snip and she's going for a chicken Big Mac.
Looks amazing. It's got the Big Mac, so it's got no mayonnaise.
Oh my God, do the questions.
Because I thought it might have just been
stop it.
A McChicken
stop
sandwich,
it.
But it's
stop
got
it.
The Big Mac.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris and Rosie. Firstly, to add on from episode 152, which was last week, I'm on Fab Swingers. Remember?
Oh, that website. Yeah, that website, Fab Swingers.
And I have 24 verifications on my profile, says .../.
Yeah, wow.
I also have a little story for you. For my 27th birthday, me and a male friend from work went to my now regular swingers club.
Swingers club? Yes. God, there's a whole fucking world out there.
I know.
There?
This is a lady who sent this in, by the
Goodness
way.
Goodness gracious. All right, so, okay. It's nice to hear from the female pervert.
Yeah, no. She's the female pervert. She's part of the swingers club. Okay.
Okay.
This was only the second time we had been. But now they go quite a lot.
Okay.
They've named the nights, which I find quite quirky.
Yeah.
It was their greedy girls party.
Right.
Greedy for pussy.
Right. Jesus. Greedy girls.
Greedy girls.
Yeah, greedy girl.
Yeah, greedy. Why is it that I just say it in a seedy, horrible old man voice?
Greedy girls. Greedy girls night. What does it mean? Do we got any context for that? Greedy girls?
Just greedy girls night. Just greedy,
so does that mean
greedy girls
more
party.
Women than men?
They're just greedy and greedy they just want to have sex with everyone.
Does it mean more men than women? Greedy girls. There's more men than women. Yeah.
Listen, we're taking the piss, but this is all totally consensual and it's a swingers party, swingers club. Like, this is, they love it.
Well, of course they do, but I reserve the right to take the piss out of anything I want, and I'm going to take the piss out of this, and that's
absolutely
fine.
And I agree, but I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, this is their crack, and that's fine.
Their crack.
And we're very open to other people's things, but like we say, we will take the piss out of quite a lot of
anything.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go, greedy girls party. As you can probably imagine, there were lots of fun and playing all night. Multiple orgies all over the place, etc.
Orgies,
sorry.
Orgies, that's when there's loads of them.
I've never had an orgy before.
Orgy.
So.
Do you have an orgy or an orgy? Well, what's an orgy? Was it everyone?
Why is it called an orgy?
I have no idea.
No, me neither. No. Orgy actually would make more sense.
Orgy annoyingly makes loads
Wouldn't
of
it?
Sense. Yeah. Should we see what, I'm just going to quickly Google
quickly have a look why it's called orgy.
Yeah. Had on, I don't want to just type orgy into Google here. This is going to...
Oh, Chris, I've typed loads of weird shit in here.
Oh, private browsing enabled.
You're not going to get your kids taken off you if I type in orgy.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. Where does the word orgy come from?
It's going to have something to do with like orgasms, isn't it?
Orgy. Early 16th century, originally plural from French orgies via Latin from Greek orgia. Secret rites or revels.
Right.
Secret rites or revels. Rites meaning, I think, sort of rituals here.
Right.
So it means secret rites or revels.
Nice. Okay,
not
there you go.
Not the chocolate revels.
Oh, dangerous little fuckers, them.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, no, in no way.
Do not give me a comfy one.
Yeah, they want to distance themselves from that as much as possible. So there you go. Okay, so great. Secret rites or revels. So okay, secret, okay. But you know. It's not a secret if there's fucking everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait then.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Multiple orgies all over the place, etc. Many of us stayed over at the club that evening. Rooms are only £20 a night.
Oh, what a fucking shithole! Oh, £20 a night.
Hey,
if you're too knackered off all your shagging, it's only £20 to stay over. Oh, God.
Grim.
Sorry, I'm not being a snob there, but £20, that is cheap.
It's pretty cheap.
That is cheap at the worst B&B standards.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I can only imagine the hygiene in this place.
Oh. As there was quite a number of people staying over, the shagging continued well into the next morning, where there were still people shagging at 6:15 a.m.
Sorry, that's so specific.
I know.
Not six.
Really, really
not six.
Specific.
Not six. 6:15. Like, hey, I tell you what, that was six. That's 6:15, that. They did it. At six. At six, I thought there's still people shagging at six.
Yeah.
They carried on for another 15 minutes,
it's disgusting.
Chris. Wow.
15 minutes.
Who's, I mean, who's got that kind of energy?
It says in brackets here, for context, the party started at 8 p.m. the previous night.
Nearly 12 hours of shagging.
Minging.
Goodness gracious me.
My male friend was one of these people.
Goodness me.
I had gone to bed. Excuse me. I had gone to bed at about 4 a.m.
Right, okay. Wow.
So she's like, listen.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a busy night, but, you know.
Still 8 hours of booking. But yeah.
I wonder how quick it takes them to start having sex. Is it like, we know why we're here? It must be like, we know why we're here. Just drop trout. Everyone drop trout.
I imagine,
you know,
there's...
let's crack on.
Well, I've seen the Louis Theroux's where he's like... I mean, some of the best telly ever made where Louis Theroux's sitting
brilliant.
The corner of just an orgy of people just
beautiful.
Fully dressed, just going, I'm from the BBC. Fucking unbelievable patter. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends, doesn't it, I suppose? I imagine there's different kinds of, you know, people think, oh, you know, want a bit of foreplay, want a bit of this, bit of that. And some people, as you've so lovely put it earlier on, probably just shove it straight in, Rosie.
It's not my cup of tea at all.
God, no.
No, because...
God, no.
No, it's just not my... Just anyway... But whatever, each to their own and all that. And I bet, I'm not being funny, I bet Fab Swingers gets so many more people joining after this.
Yeah, shout out Fab Swingers. Yeah, good luck to yous, you know, for providing us with content to put.
Well, they might not actually after this next bit. So here we go.
Okay, well, there we go.
Sorry, Fab Swingers. A couple of days later, when we were back at work, my male friend was not feeling great and started feeling very sick.
Oh, gosh.
Resulting in him having to leave work and see a doctor after vomiting multiple times.
Okay.
He was also complaining of significant pain in his balls.
I didn't expect balls to come into that
Did
sentence.
You not?
So it just barreled in there.
So he's got sore balls and
but
he's
But it was
vomiting.
Like, doctor, vomiting, significant pain. I imagine testicles would come up there, but balls
so,
just
well,
came
I should have probably
barreling
said testicles,
in.
Shouldn't I? The doctor examined him and diagnosed him with a ball infection from too much sharing.
Sorry.
Should I say testicle instead?
No, don't. It just sounds like something a child would say. Oh, yeah, like I hurt me ball and so I got a ball infection. Like a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet your dad's got a ball infection. He's got a ball infection.
Yeah, so... He didn't admit to the doctor that he'd been shagging multiple women all weekend at a swingers party, but instead insisted he had just had vigorous sex with his girlfriend.
Brilliant.
My friend had to then have a week off work to recover from his ball infection.
Right.
That night is still talked about at the club and has gone down in the club's history as the latest ever that people were still at it.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, listen.
Hey, everyone.
Being
everyone,
part of our club.
Everyone had a ball.
Oh. That's why he's going on tour,
That's
ladies
why he's
and
going
gentlemen.
On tour, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
Some tickets still available. Yep. Most sold out, especially the first few, but some tickets still available.
Yeah, great.
So there we go.
So if you're going to go on Fab Swingers, just stop shagging at about 3.
Yeah, yeah. Knock off at 4.
Yeah.
Knock off at 4 at the latest. Bed by 4, lights out by 4:15.
Yeah, then you sort it. It'll have been them last couple that's really tipped them over into the ball infection.
I can't get my head around ball infection. It sounds so simplistic.
It must take a lot to
but,
get
but do you understand what I'm saying though? It just sounds so simplistic. Yeah, ball infection. Like, I've got a bad arm infection. It's not a specific, do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a specific illness. It just sounds like someone's made it up.
Has he caught it or is it from excessive kind of whacking? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, ball slappage.
But like what?
Undercarriage ball whacking.
Yeah.
Oh. Whack a ball. Do you understand what I mean by ball infection?
Like, not really, because to me
it
it's like, oh,
simplistic.
He's got an infection in
his balls.
Yeah, but
it just sounds so... Yeah, but do you know, like, it's got...
Well, do you think...
I've got a bad head. Oh, head infection.
Do you think the doctor's actually said you've got a ball infection?
I don't think he saw a doctor. I think he went back to the swingers club. I think he went back to the swingers club and I think he stayed there for another week because he's a fucking dirty sex addict.
Do you think one of the lasses he's been shagging has been like, I am a doctor. Let's play doctors and nurses and he's actually took it seriously.
Let's have a look at your balls, mate, for your ball infection.
Awful. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie Chris. Dear Rosie Chris.
Dear Rosie,
Rosie
Chris.
And Chris. Sorry, we just come as one person now.
Rosie Chris.
Me and my now husband had my mum and dad round one night for a meal. I made steaks. Lovely.
Lovely.
Tricky thing to make at home, but nice.
But you don't, honey, it's a piece of piss. Hot skillet, done.
True.
How?
it's just if I had people around.
Rosie.
No, but if I had people around for dinner, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to make us all steaks. Because then you've got to go, have you ever seen Come Down With Me when they make steaks? And they go, what do you want? Rare, what do you want? Medium, what do you want? Well done. And then they go in the kitchen and they go, I can't remember what everybody said.
Go back in
so
and
I'm
ask them
just
again.
Going to cook them all
Go
the
back
time.
In and ask them again.
No, I know, but it's just complicated.
People make steaks in the fucking garden. It's easy.
Oh, yeah, you need to just get off my
One of the easiest things. All right, if she'd said beef Wellington from scratch,
that
I'd go,
be easier.
Yeah, you fucking do it. You've got to roll it round in pastry and all kinds. You're a maniac.
Coming from a non-chef, all right, it would actually be easier. All right, because no, you'd only cook it one way for everyone.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
What?
I fancy beef Wellington tonight. Do you fancy that one up?
You know I will.
All right, then we'll have a beef Wellington tonight.
Right, amazing. Yeah, you can go to the shops to get everything.
Oh, hey, I didn't sign up. I did not sign up.
Listen, she's making steaks.
Right.
After the meal, my dad nipped up to our bathroom to floss his teeth.
In someone else's house?
Well, it's our dad, isn't it? How are?
What?
You know.
Okay.
The things that our parents do in our house.
Yeah, but...
They practically bloody live here.
It's fine.
Right. Nobody's got steak in his teeth.
Did he take his floss with him or did he use her floss?
Don't know. We were all having a good drink and my dad and husband were drinking the same brand of lager. Sometime later, my husband starts gagging and choking on something and to my horror, starts pulling what looks like wire out of the back of his throat.
A never-ending wire.
I just stare at him thinking, what the fuck? Only to hear my dad shouting, no, no, no! Once he has removed said never-ending wire from his throat, we all realise that it is in fact dental floss. My dad's used dental floss.
Why was it in the can?
My dad had flossed his teeth upstairs and in his eagerness to get back downstairs, carried on flossing as he came down into the living room. Upon reaching the living room, he dumped the floss in the dregs of his lager can, only for my husband to swoop on by and have a swig of it.
That... Oh, again, it's different things. Like, I remember the famous fishbowl incident with the two
with
bits
the phlegm.
Of... Yeah, and yeah. Everyone got really upset by it, yeah. And I couldn't understand why.
Yeah.
That has really upset me.
You wouldn't want to drink for the rest of the night. Oh! Or you'd be like, I can't...
Honestly, to the point of where I don't know, after I listen to that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to drink out of a can ever again.
Really?
Like,
really?
Honestly.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, I feel like I could be sick. Do you know,
it's a simple mistake at a maker.
Oh, it's not. Right. First of all, right, let's stay away from the can. Let's just... I found it weird that the dad went upstairs to floss his teeth, right?
I didn't find that weird.
Right.
Because he's
I find
got
it even weirder that he's flossing while walking down the stairs, just flicking shrapnel from in between his teeth all over the fucking paintings and posters and wallpaper and pictures.
Yeah, that
dirty
is true.
Swine.
That is true.
Well, what's this on here? Oh, it's a bit of me dad's teeth gristle. Minger. So he wants locked up.
Yeah.
And then he puts it in a can, well, and leaves that can there. And this...
It's a thing, though,
honestly,
that happens.
I'm fucking gagging here. Like.
No, but it is a thing that happens because as an ex-smoker, I know this sounds ridiculous, but as an ex-smoker, you put tab ends in the can.
I used to have a routine about that.
People just put things in the bottom of the drink. It's a thing that happens.
I used to have a routine about that when I was at a party once. I don't know if I've ever said it on here before.
No.
I was at a party once. It was like a school. Everyone had sort of left school, but then some of the hard chavs from the school had came to this party. More kind of mix, and it was almost like it was like they were the villains in a pantomime, but the pantomime was now over, so we're all just drinking together. So these chavs who you wouldn't knock around, these my school was a little bit rough and ready, and there was this guy, and he had two cans of Foster's, and he had a joint in one hand as well.
Yeah,
and he had in his right hand, he had the can, full can, and joint in fingers, and he's drinking and he's smoking that. And in the left hand, he had a can with dregs that he was using to flick the ash in.
Yes,
and he's talking, and he's telling stories, and he's drinking, and he's there, and he got them mixed up, and it was like silence. Just fell on anyone who's seen us and do me stand up in the early days. You'll have heard this story.
Oh.
Silence fell over all of us as we were just looking, going, "Oh my fucking god, he's going to drink that can." Because he nearly did it a couple of times, and then he did it. And he's like, "So then, right, I was on the bus, right, and this fucking lad thought he was hard, and he just started drinking it, and we saw like the black run out the side of his mouth, and he put it back down, and we all just stared at him, and he went, and he looked at me, and he went, "What?" And we were all staring, and out of silence, I went. You've
just drank an ashtray.
You've just drank out of the other can.
Yeah.
And he looked us dead in the fucking face. I can't believe I haven't told you this.
Yeah.
Styled it out in the best way I've ever heard anyone style anything out. He looked us dead in the face and he went, "No, ash gets you more pissed."
Oh. Oh.
And then he continued to drink out of his other can.
That is pure shield.
Styled it out so good. No, ash gets you more pissed.
I'm surprised you didn't down the rest of the can.
Fuck, it was
vile.
I've got
that
to commend
vile.
Him. I've got to commend
Have
him.
Have you ever smelt that?
Yes, the worst.
It's horrible. Isn't that what it's meant to make you quit smoking? So you're meant to fill up a jar with loads of like water and ashtray and like buds and all that like shit and then sniff it.
Oh,
every
really?
Time you want a cigarette, you meant it's a Paul, remember Paul McKenna?
All right.
The guy, the what does he do? Like hypnotizing.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You meant to smell it.
Sleep, I can make you thin,
you meant to
right,
smell
yeah.
it every time you want a cigarette. Oh, it's meant to really put you off. Good. And another thing as well, with the chocolate, if you want to stop eating chocolate or something that you're addicted to, mm-hmm. you're meant to think of it with like a bit of shit on and like bird poo and all that and before you eat it.
It's
but it's never put me off.
Yeah. This is like in That's Friends what? Where Phoebe shows Rachel a photo of Ross and then slaps her.
But disclaimer, it might not be Paul McKenna. Sorry, Paul McKenna.
Oh, fucking hell. It's another one of Rosie's half-remembered stories.
Hey. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I'm a nurse and not a lot makes me gip, but this absolutely did.
Oh, wait till you hear the story of with some of the stuff we've done on here, love. Right.
My boyfriend and I were out having a lovely Sunday lunch in one of our local pubs. A lady about 60 and her son looking late 30s sat on the table next to us. Mm-hmm. While they were eating, the lady began to choke. I was watching the scene out of the corner of my eye in case I needed to step in, but hoping I didn't.
Corner of my eye. Like, even that's so British. Even though she's choking, she's not looking at her full on. She's like, I'm just, she might die. I'll just keep an eye on this. See how this pans out.
Avoid eye contact. She's on a day off, British. For God's sake.
You're still going to save someone's life. You can't go, sorry, love. If you'd have caught us in half an hour, I'd be clocking in, but just die over there quietly. I'm having me Yorkshire pudding.
However, her caring son stepped in and gave her a glass of water.
Okay, then.
No?
That does not deserve a round of applause. Gave his ma a glass of water.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm pissed. This then resulted in the stuck food / water shooting out of her nose and mouth onto her plate. He then proceeded to mop the slimy food-laden bile from her plate with his napkin.
Oh, my word! What a sentence!
It isn't horrible.
So hold slimy on, just to explain bile. Everyone here. So she's going, she's coughing and choking.
Come out of her
and
nose.
He's given water and she's hid water in while coughing and it just came straight back out.
Yes, onto her plate. So he's mopped it up.
Brilliant.
To our shock, she carried on eating.
Dirty, horrible bastard.
We sat in disgusted silence looking at each other when a few minutes later, to our complete and utter horror, her son leant across the table and started tucking into his mum's roast potatoes that had been covered in her bodily fluids.
My word. Like a baby bird. One step away from her chewing it up and spitting it into his mouth.
Yeah.
Some people aren't bothered by it.
No,
it's
I know.
So weird, isn't
but
it?
But this is a bit upsetting, right, actually.
Right.
And listen, this person who's wrote it in, I know he didn't mean to upset us, but...
Yeah.
So she said... Would you do this with your mum? We felt Chris is an absolute no and would shout, what is wrong with people? However, we thought Rosie might consider it if it was a plate of crisps.
I think you would as well.
I would not!
I really think you would.
I'm sorry. Do you honestly... Is this what people think about me? That I would eat?
Okay.
Vomit.
Okay, scenario. Right. Scenario. Your mum's got a big bowl of crisps.
Yeah,
right?
What flavour?
She's eating the crisps. What's your favourite flavour of crisps? From a bowl. From a bowl, you
salt
know?
And vinegar.
Salt and vinegar.
Or prawn cocktail.
It's a mix.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Salt and vinegar. She's got the bowl in front of her like that, right? Yeah. We're sitting in the house. You've had 3 glasses of wine.
Mm.
I've had 3 glasses of wine. There's no shop to walk to.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one to drive us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other crisps in the cupboard. The only crisps are in this bowl.
Okay.
We are halfway through a film.
Yeah.
Right?
Am I feeling guilty about putting on weight or am I like, it doesn't matter?
You're all right. You've been on the scales that morning. You lost 4 pounds.
Right, brilliant.
So you're
favorite
celebrating.
Days.
So you've had
okay.
some food in there. Uh-huh. But you've said, you know what? I'm going to be good. I don't want any crisps. I don't actually want any.
Mm.
You haven't had any, but you've said I don't want any.
Okay.
So your mum's like, okay. So your mum does herself this lovely big bowl, and it just starting. And you go, mum, yeah, I have some of this juice. And she goes, I just go, and it goes onto the bowl. And she goes, oh God, oh well, everyone, I can't eat them anymore. And she puts the bowl to the side like that. And we're sitting watching the film. And there's no crisps in the house, and there's nothing going on, and you've had another glass of wine, and you're a little bit peckish, and you think, they're not all covered in ash. Would you or would you not scoop some crisps from the top?
I'd eat the ones on the bottom.
There we go then.
Yeah, oh,
from can I just point out there, from abject horror and mock offence... We went straight to, well, I just scooped the ones
it
off the top.
It is me, mum.
Fucking up with that!
Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Mountainoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much indeed for listening. We'll be back in your ears next week. And obviously, one more little plug, I am back on tour. as you listen to this, if you listen to this on Friday, I'm at the Hackney Empire on the night, but the first few dates are sold out. But look, there's a little poster on my Instagram telling you which ones are left, and it's also on my website, chrisramseycomedy.com. Hopefully see you out on the road. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in the years, as I said, next week.
Have a lovely week. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.